Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Patricia Black.
One second. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
3746 Montgomery Street.
Okay. All right. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a tracker tag originally for $6.70, and you're saying that you never signed up for this online?
Correct.
All right. Have you received a tracker tag?
No.
Okay. Did you contact your card
holder? You said something about I had filled out a survey, but I don't fill out surveys.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, it could be a survey. It may be an email, a text. It could be social media. Yes, ma'am. So did you call your card holder when you saw the charge, or did you call us first?
I called you first, and I couldn't figure out what it was for. Now I'm trying to call the bank.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and handle it for you, because of course
okay.
They're going to tell you to contact the merchant first. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you are no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
If it was like a part of something else, I can't swear to that. My problem is I didn't fill out a survey to be a part of any subscription.
Did you fill out to pay for the shipping to get it maybe as a free gift or just a free trial?
I can't answer that because I would be lying if I said I'm positive that I did not.
Oh.
It might have been a part of something else. My problem
Oh, okay.
is that I didn't sign up for any survey or any future anything.
Okay. Well, if you sign up for this and you don't cancel it, then you are signing up for products in the future.
But I didn't sign up for anything. That's the problem. There were a whole bunch of free gifts that were given out by my job that might have been this tracker thing you're talking about that I don't remember receiving, but I didn't sign up for anything. I know what you're saying. As soon as you put your address in, it would create something, but I didn't agree to it.
All right. Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, well, the way it works is when you put your information in and you agree to pay for the shipping, that means you're agreeing to our terms and conditions. So whatever we have listed in there, that's what you're agreeing to. So that means if you don't cancel it, then you're agreeing that you want to, you know, be billed every month.
Yes, yeah, I have no knowledge of any of that.
Yes, ma'am. But like I said, being that you're saying you don't really know, I mean, it's up to you. Do you want to file under fraud and have us investigate the account, or do you think maybe you did it and just want to cancel it?
We'll go with canceling it because I can't swear to it. There's a whole lot of gifts that they gave out from my job that might have been part of it. So I definitely want it canceled. I don't want any more money coming out. That has occurred, correct?
Yeah, she's got it canceled. Give me one second. Did she give you a cancellation number?
No.
One moment. All right, the cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. Uh-huh. It's going to be, 259.
Uh-huh.
224. 720.
C is in Charlie, 259-224-720.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll keep this in case it doesn't stop it, because I don't want any more. I don't want any kind of subscription to anything.
Yes, ma'am. We're taking care of that for y'all.
Okay. Thank you for the cancellation number.
You are definitely welcome. If you have any other questions or concerns, just call us back at this number.
Okay. Now, she had a hard time bringing it up the first time. What information is in your computer where they could bring it up again? The address, the zip code, do you have it as Patricia Black?
Yes, ma'am. Usually we go get your name, we'll get your address, and then your zip code, and then sometimes if that doesn't work, we'll get your card number.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like Patricia Black is here. Is this your address, 3746 Montgomery Street?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't
okay.
have any issues.
Because she said she had
up.
A problem bringing it up the first time. I don't know why. I'm just making sure that if this happens again, it's easier to bring it up and make sure this is canceled.
Oh, yeah. Well, that shouldn't be, I don't see any issues with the account.
Okay. And it's definitely canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.